Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station.
You're listening to LOL Radio on OCRFM. It is time for us to chat to our next comedian with a show coming up at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Now, you mightn't see her name in the guide because Lisa Gattenby is on the phone to talk about her good friend, Winnie Wizard. Yeah. How's it going, Lisa?
Good, thank you. Yes, my good friend, Winnie Wizard. She's one of my best friends, I must say.
Very close.
Yeah, very close. It's like we're almost the same person. You
know? Never seen in the same room together.
No, that's right, yeah.
Now, you are a children's performer who have a number of characters to your name. You're a regular at Cryle Castle, but Winnie came to the Comedy Festival last year?
She sure did, yeah. So Winnie spent last year basically travelling around Australia with her first show, and so she decided to write a new show for the Comedy Festival this year.
And she'll be introducing her magical smells.
Yes. It was meant to be spells, but it got put through the smell checker, you see.
Oh, so, dear.
Yeah.
Because she's quite clumsy.
She's very clumsy. She's a lovable stumble bum, basically. She's 150, just ridiculous. Yeah.
And I think that's what kids and families in particular enjoy about the show.
Yeah, it is. It's just a silliness, and I think that's what the kids love too, because they can help her, and they know they have to help her because she's just terrible at everything, basically. But especially this year. So last year the show was focused on finding the true meaning of magic, so the audience had to help her do that. And now she's got her real-life wizard badge. This year she's been put in charge of her parents' magic shop. So there's some fun going on in the shop, and the kids kind of have to help her with the disasters that, you know, naturally occur in magic shop. So, yeah.
Well, it's bad enough that, yeah, so spells could go wrong quite easily.
That's it. Yeah, and they do.
And so a little bit of interactivity, the old pantomime-y style interaction?
Yeah, there is. There's a bit of everything in there. And that's the fun. You got to keep the kids engaged and as well as interested and getting up. And they really want to be involved.
This
is something that I discovered last year. They just so want to do everything with you. So, you know, I've tried to make sure that they are fully interactive and with it, and they're part of the whole story as well.
And so it'll be a show that's a bit of song and dance as well?
Oh, yeah. Winnie's got an opening rap song.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, she can rap. And, I often get videos from my friends after the show where their kids are still doing the rap song. They just remember that song.
From the opener.
So I was like, all right, yep, great. So, she's got an opening rap song and a closing rap song this year as well.
Awesome. Because you do have some music out under the Fun Tones as well.
Yeah, so I'm also in a kids' entertainment group, called the Fun Tones, and we release some songs on Spotify and iTunes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And is it a similar sort of flavour to Winnie's show, or a little bit different?
No, so the Fun Tones are more preschool.
Yep.
Ages, so the little ones, and then Winnie's basically kind of 4+, 4 to 400, really.
4 to 400, yeah.
Yeah. And, quite different shows. So Winnie's always has a storyline in it, and you know the audience kind of have to help her finish that storyline.
Yes.
And I think the big difference with Winnie's show is it's written for the adults as well. So I started off in kind of adult comedy, stand up, and you know, and kind of merged into the kids area. And so 40% of my audience are the parents, right? So if they're not having fun, then They're not going to bring the kids.
Yeah, that's right.
They buy the tickets, so we've got to get them on board as well.
It's like the magic of Shrek. There's the layers like an onion.
Yeah. Pixar movie nailed it. Or Bluey. Bluey gets it.
Yes, yes. Yep. I think there's that it's that fine line to be able to tread, being able to entertain both at the same time, because kids can be quite a fickle audience. They're going to let you know if they're not enjoying it. So the fact that all the feedback that I've seen about Witty is these massive smiles, lots of giggles, and the fact that, you know, parents can enjoy it too is such a plus.
Yeah, it is. And I've had people come and say, like, their parents, I'm like, oh, I didn't think I would be laughing that much. I'm like, yeah, for everyone.
Yeah, you really have cast the spell.
Yeah, that's it. Or a smell. Who knows? Yeah.
So the show this year is at the Yarraville Club?
Yeah, in Yarraville. So I live in Yarraville. Mm-hmm. And so does Winnie, coincidentally.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so... I wanted to make it something for the West. So yes. This is the whole thing, you know. Winnie's show is the only family show in the West at the festival, mm-hmm. the comedy festival this year. So, you know, anyone should be able to come over without even crossing the Westgate Bridge. You can just come into Yarraville, make it easy for everyone to come over on the West. Yeah.
And a great afternoon of entertainment.
That's it, yeah.
So ticketing details are up on the comedy festival site.
Sure. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yep, comedyfestival.com.
Too easy. Well, we'll pop a copy of this chat up after the show as well with all those details. But thank you so much, Lisa, for having your chat tonight. And do say hello to Winnie for us.
Oh, I will. She was so sad she couldn't, she missed it. Yeah.
Dang.
She'll be quite jealous.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on LOL Radio.
All right. Thanks so much for chatting to me.